H to the C, motherfucker!
Hello there, H to the C fans. John Forward here with a little bit of bonus content for you, but before we get to that, let's get into some shameless plugs. I am recording this on Thursday, October 16th, and it just so happens that I have a stand-up show to promote that's going on at the 3 Mile/Function Junction in St. John tomorrow night, October 17th. I've also got a show at the Corked Wine Room in Fredericton on Saturday night, the 18th. Both shows are featuring headliner Mark Walker and host Neil Mundell and other opening act Steve Fudge. Pretty sure Shane Ogden's on the show too, since it's his show, and he's a fine comedian in his own right. Of course, also featuring myself, John Forward, performing, just in case that wasn't clear. So, if you want to get on that, just do a search on Facebook for Shane Ogden Presents. There's a phone number you can call to get tickets, etc. But let's get into this. So, I've got 3 bonus outtakes / extended scenes that come from the Siren Song episode that we released a little while ago with me and Ryan. Our first clip of the 3, we'll get right to it, just to pull the audience in, because everybody loves this. We're going to start out with some toilet humor, and this basically, the reason why I cut these things out was because the main story was pretty long, and I wanted to get it down lean and mean, but there was a few things that weren't really related to the whole story that I wanted to take out for time's sake, but were so good that I didn't want to leave them unreleased. So the first of the 3 is Ryan. We're going back a little bit, referencing a previous episode. It was the 10,000 jokes segment called, I don't even remember, but he explains it a little bit in there. So let's get to that clip. Roll it.
Let's back it on up to December.
Back that thing up.
2013.
That was
a more innocent time.
It was. That was 10,000 jokes, the second iteration. It was called Stockholder, was the name of the joke in the episode. You played a donkey and a poop and a pooping sound. It was your star-making performance, really.
That's excellent.
Do you want to give us a little taste of the big poop sound that you make at the end? Just to remind people.
Okay. It's been a while since I've done a poop sound, but I think I might still have it in me.
I think you do.
It was my elongated one, right?
Yeah, it was at the end. And then the punchline was, that is some bullshit.
It went on for a long time, though, right? Yeah. It was like a big one. Okay. Sorry, John, I just like to warm up. All right, here I go.
Bravo, sir.
I felt a little rusty there, but...
No, that was spectacular.
Pretty well sets the mood, I think.
Oh, wasn't that special? Aren't you glad that you heard that and that I didn't let that one just sit on my hard drive? But lucky for you, I've got the next one, which is even better. Of the 3, this is probably the hardest one that I had to cut, because I really like it. It deals with the heavy issues. We talk a little bit about sexual assaults and rape and consent. It's not as bad as you think it sounds from that description I just gave. This is very feminist friendly because that's what feminism needs. More opinions by white straight men like me. So roll the second clip, me.
It's like walking into the office of Suicide Girls and experiencing the pleasures of foreplay.
Do you think you could just walk into the offices of the Suicide Girls and just start foreplaying it up with everyone in sight? Do you think that's how it works, Ryan?
Probably not, but
That is a sexual assault. 100%.
That's actually very...
Just because fair. They're a company that puts naked pictures on the internet does not mean that you can go in and start touching boobs.
No, I'm just saying theoretically that if you could do that, which...
I could do that. I choose not to. No,
I mean, if it were a perfectly acceptable thing. Not even acceptable. If it were a thing that everybody was complicit and happy with the arrangement.
Is in this universe, is it just any business that you can walk into and just start fucking?
Nope.
Or just pornographic-related ones?
No.
Or just Suicide Girls?
You've developed a keen relationship with the Suicide Girls.
Okay. So that they all know my dick and love it.
Nope, they just think you're a swell fella.
Okay.
Swelled? Nope, just swell. And they... Through the and through a long conversation over many cocktails.
Deliberations.
Exactly. You and the Suicide Girls come to an agreement that you would be able to walk through the offices for playing it up with whomever you pleased.
Is there a safe word or something? Or is it just across the board enthusiastic consent, anything goes?
Which would make you feel better?
I think that the safe word would be important.
Then that one.
That's the most ethical way to do this scenario, that's I think.
Fine. That one.
Then. There should be an opt-out option.
It's really not relevant.
It's relevant whether I'm raping that someone.
One. That one, John. Okay.
All right. The one where I'm not raping anybody.
Exactly.
It's awesome. All right. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
I'm glad.
You paint a vivid picture.
Thank you.
Insightful stuff, isn't it? So this last and final clip is I'm not sure how to describe it. We get into a little bit of a backstory. Me and Ryan go into a little aside about something that happened when we were still doing H to the C as a campus radio show. And then basically that little conversation winds up, and then I just leave the microphone running while I head out of the room to go fix myself a drink, and I leave Ryan to his own devices with interesting results. So... make sure you listen right to the end. Check it out, y'all.
Let me say here and now, for all ears listening, sirens are not to be trifled with.
It's true. That was a classic H to the C. It's true. You remember that? Were you there the time when that was pointed out to us, that that's what we say all the time?
No,
we were doing the radio. This is a side story, but that's just what this is. We were doing the radio show at the university, and Adam Mowry came on after us and pointed out that we had said it's true about six times in the previous segment.
That's crazy. I now that you mention it, I do realize that we probably say that way too much.
That's us flexing our improv chops. Yeah. Chops.
That was you flexing your improv chops.
Yeah.
Will you pass that glass circular disc?
Actually, I need a refill, so let's... I'll leave it rolling in case you have anything that you want to say.
There is absolutely no way that I'm going to say anything into this microphone. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, and I couldn't take one more step.
What's going on down here?
Just reading the first two, I guess, stanzas of American Pie, which, out of context, very depressing.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Too good to stay on the cutting room floor. And just again, one more plug. Doing three shows this weekend, and I've had a chance to actually look up the details this time. So again, Friday, October 17th in St. John, New Brunswick, 3 mile function, 3 mile function junction with host Neil Mundell, opening acts John Forward. I hear he's good. Steve Fudge, and headlining the show is Mark Walker. If you want tickets, you can send a text to 506-608-3677. Or if you know me, you can get in touch with me. I've got tickets. Or you can call the 3 Mile, 506-657-8325. And then Saturday night in Fredericton at the Corked Wine Bar, there are two shows. Count them, two shows. 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. 83 Regent Street in Fredericton. If you want tickets, you can call 506-206-6010. $10 for any of the three shows, that whatever suits your fancy. So check it out. More H to the C coming in the future. Goodbye.